Hey everyone, you're listening to The Simple Creative. I'm your host, Oladimeji Ajegbile, and I welcome you specially to 2020. In 2019, for The Simple Creative, it was a defining year because the podcast started in 2019 and so many amazing things happened, one of which is the amazing guest that's featured on this podcast and you amazing audience that, you know, always listen every week to the content we have to deliver and the constant support and encouragement. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for the support. It really means a lot to me and to everyone who listens. In 2020 for The Simple Creative, this will be an amazing year because there's so much content packed already. There are lots of guests that are already on the roll who will be coming to give us the best of the best, and I can't wait to share this with you guys. And now for today's episode of the podcast, it will be an AMA session, which is I'll be answering a couple of questions, your frequently asked questions about the podcast, about my personal life, and about design, lifestyle, and branding. So stay tuned to The Simple Creative and enjoy the podcast. So over the course of the 32 episodes of The Simple Creative, there's been so many questions about how to run a podcast, how to do this, how to do that, what is design, the business of design, what are you doing in your personal life, what are the goals you have for this new year, and so many amazing questions that has been rolling in over time. And I've highlighted a couple of them because there were so many of them that were quite related, and I just put one or two things together so I could answer the questions once and for all. I really appreciate everyone who took time out to ask the question. It means a lot. And I think this will be a very interesting but short episode, I hope. So the first question here is, what major goals do you have for 2020? That's huge. Actually, one of the biggest goals I have for 2020 is to build a community of designers or creatives who are, you know, very knowledgeable about the business of design. There was an episode I had with Abiola Adeosun about the business of design, and we talked at length about the basic things you need to actually engage in the business of design. A lot of people understand what design is, but it can't actually define exactly what the business of it is. And this is what this particular goal of mine is to do, to, you know, build a community of 1,000, it can be more than that, 1,000 designers who are knowledgeable about the business of design. You know, people who are skilled and also can handle the very basic things about business when it comes to design or their career. And just to give you a hint about this particular goal, it will be happening in forms of seminars, physical seminars, and a couple of online courses. It's still in the works, so as time goes on, you will know about it and everything will fall in place. Now, the second question here is, well, I don't know why I'm saying second question, but the next question here is, when was your defining moment? When was your defining moment? I'm thinking this is about The Simple Creative or my career in general. And the defining moment for me to start creating meaningful and valuable content was far back as 2017, when I started to learn certain things about people and knowledge transfer. I realized that there's so much we can learn from ourselves instead of going to, you know, difficult places to actually learn these things. School was a great platform for me. It was a place where I was able to find myself and grow and develop into who I am today. But everything I learned in school were based on experiences I've had from friends and from colleagues who I was able to speak to and, you know, share one or two ideas. And it became something that I was really, you know, interested in. I wanted to understand, what's the best way to pass across an idea without necessarily going to an organization or to a school? You know, just leaving these four walls of school and actually learn the basic things you need to learn. I remember on my podcast episode with Salem Kingin, we talked about how it's important to learn beyond the walls. You know, give yourself the space to explore beyond your horizon. Like, just go all out, and whatever it is you learn, if you can, come back and let other people understand it too and teach them. So there's something Albert Einstein said, that if you can't explain something to a two-year-old, then you don't understand it at all. So I try to explain, you know, basic things to myself first. If I understand it, then I deliver the content to people. So the defining moment for me was when I realized that knowledge transfer is on the high rise and a lot of people need to actually engage in it. So now, talking about my career, one of the most defining moments for me was when I got into a relationship with a client and it didn't turn out well because I wasn't knowledgeable about the skills yet. I understood the skills, but then the business part was just not nice. And with that being said, the next question here is, how do you stay consistent on your content? The person says, I would kill for your calendar, so please share. Please don't kill. I've shared it times without number, and it's not something that difficult. It's just basic planning. I understand that for me to even make any plans at all, I need to first sit down and understand, why do I need to make this plan? So for my consistency, I figured out that having a particular time or a specific day that my content will go out gives me the space to plan ahead and create. For example, the podcast episode releases every Wednesday, like it's happening right now. And every Wednesday it releases, and I shoot some days before or possibly some weeks before, so that I will have ample amount of time to sit down, process it, edit, do it the right way, and actually, you know, deliver on time. There are some times that I fall short of this particular, you know, method, but still it works literally every time. And planning really makes me very amazing, very excited, because I know I'm expecting something or a result in the nearest future, and I give it my all right now. Now, one of the most interesting plans I've made about creating content was, you know, discovering Canva. I realized that Canva was a very great platform for me to create on the go. I might be in traffic, I might be scrolling through, maybe on my way to church, or I'm just, you know, in a place where I can't access my laptop or something. I bring up my phone with Canva. I've been able to master it to some extent and create really good and visually appealing content. So for my content schedule, this is the way it works. Let me explain it right now. If you can listen to this, just take notes. The major content schedule I use is breaking down every single content I want to create into little bits. And I always carry around a notepad, like this one I'm using right now, and my phones. So in my phone, I have this app called Google Keep, and that's where I jot down every single idea that comes to my mind. I've done a couple of research, an idea pops up, I put it down, or I just get a pen and a paper and I write down every single thing. And doing this makes it very easy to go back to ideas and, you know, be able to draw them back up. I remember there was a video I created about how to develop and execute ideas, and you can actually go to my channel and watch it. But if you can write these things down, pen them down, don't expect ideas to just come all of a sudden. Yes, they do come all of a sudden, but then if you don't document it, you will forget. Don't assume your brain is very sharp. You know, you will always forget things. I don't know, that's the way the human mind works. So pen things down. And then for the content schedule, the proper way I do it is every Monday, I definitely usually put up a workspace video, a picture of my workspace, just to show that, okay, I'm not just doing these things out of magic. This is where it happens. And then the next phase is on Tuesdays, a YouTube video always goes up every Tuesday. Wednesday, a podcast episode. Thursday, a promo or a short part of the podcast that went out on Wednesday. And then on Friday, I always put up a post about relaxing, about enjoying the weekend. And during the course of the weekend, I probably just share some photos behind the scenes of how I do my creation. So Monday to Friday, there's always a major content that releases. And then along the side, there's usually a micro blog that'll probably go up to explain, this is what you need to do and this is how I do my thing. So I don't know if that has helped you at all, but if you ask this question, I believe I've answered you. Now, the next question is, who would you want to play you in a movie of your life? Oh, wow, that's awesome. All right, so if anybody would play me, I would definitely want it to be me, because I don't know. Is that me being selfish or something? But if at all someone would play my role, I don't know if anyone can play my role better than I can. So I'll probably think about this question again and probably answer it somewhere on social media. Now, how do you make your videos? So this has been one of the most frequent questions I've been getting on the podcast and on my social media. How do you make your videos? And the thing is, I'm actually planning a video about how I make my videos. That's interesting. And when it goes up, I'll definitely announce it to everybody. I currently run a newsletter on my website, which is lodmeji.com, /newsletter. You can subscribe to my newsletter to get weekly updates about every single thing I do. But how I make my videos, it's very simple. I use my phones to make videos. I can't show you everything now. So in the video, you get to see every little thing. But I use this set of podcast equipment that are very portable and easy to move around. And I just set up things. Understand that if you're trying to create anything at all or a video, use the things you have. I don't know how else to say that. Use use the available resources so you don't, you know, run into debt or something. So how I make my videos, that video is coming soon. So stay tuned. If you're listening right now and you want to see this, you could turn on post notification on this particular podcast or episode or whatever it is and get updates. Now, the next question is, what exactly do you do? I've gotten this question way too many times. The person said, is it design? Is it videos? You are just all over the place. To be honest, I'm a brand and identity designer. And I like to call myself a brand architect. I studied architecture in school. I'm privileged to have actually gotten a master's degree in architecture. And I saw architecture as more than buildings, which expanded my knowledge to go all out with design. And I realized that building people and brands and organizations and startups is a form of architecture, because you're, you know, doing everything from ground up, which is the basis of this particular podcast. And I design brands and identity for businesses, for churches, for, you know, micro organizations and enterprises. That is what I do full time as a freelancer. But then my second job, which is my side also, is this podcast and content creation full time. So I said full time twice. So that's what I do basically. I love anything that has to do with creativity and design. And that is why you see everything I do revolves around creativity. Like the name sounds, the simple creative. So I'm all around the place, and that's good because you need to put yourself out there. Don't be hidden. Don't hide yourself in a corner and expect yourself to be seen. Put yourself out there and you definitely will be seen. Now, the next question is, when should we be expecting the next video about Canva? So I mentioned Canva recently, and I said I use Canva to create most of my content. Now, one thing you should understand is this. For you to even start designing at all, you need a little bit of design knowledge. And there are a couple of courses on Udemy and Coursera that you can actually take that would make you set, like, that will really make you understand in detail what design is and what design is not. So to start using Canva, I'm working on a particular video that would explain basically how to use Canva to create anything whatsoever. Like, I've used Canva to create brochures, to create flyers, to create business cards, to create Instagram content, to create YouTube thumbnails. Every single thing literally happens on Canva, except if it's major client work that happens on my laptop. So the video is coming soon. Canva, how to use Canva, or I don't know what to name it yet, but how to use Canva. The video is coming soon, and you definitely get updates about it. Now, the last question here, which is interesting. How do I get started with graphic design? So I started with graphic design far back as 2012. I was able to lay my hands on Photoshop. I installed it and I started to use it. I didn't have any basic knowledge of Photoshop or design because even though I studied architecture and, you know, we do a little bit of graphics in architecture, but I didn't really understand what design is and, you know, the principles, the fundamentals and every single thing of it. So between the year 2012 and 2015, I was just designing with Photoshop without any knowledge of the business of design. And then it was in 2015 where I, you know, met a client who wasn't from Nigeria. He understood so much about design. You know, he was talking about kerning, he was talking about leading, he was talking about so many things about typography, and I was lost. And I'm like, wait, what's this man talking about? And that was the moment where I realized that there's so much to design than just using the tools. So I decided to take a couple of online courses. I researched a lot. That was when I became familiar with the Future Channel and Photoshop Tuts. And, you know, I started to learn these things. I watched a lot of tutorials. I took online courses. I actually watched lots of webinars just to make myself, you know, knowledgeable about this particular thing. So getting into graphic design, there's so much you can learn. And I've created lots of microblogs on Instagram that can actually help you understand this better. I'll put links in the description of this episode so that you can actually see these things and get there. And as I'm rounding up, one of the major questions I keep getting in my DMs and, you know, when I talk to friends is, how do you deal with doubt and imposter syndrome? Now, I've answered these questions times without number, and I really want to bore you with, you know, the long talk about this, but there are two particular episodes I recommend to you for you to see or and listen to from The Simple Creative. And the first one is The Creator's Skill, you know, the episode with Salem King, and then the second one is How to Deal with Doubt. You know, this is one of the major questions that features on the podcast, and every single guest that has appeared on this podcast has had to answer that question. And that compendium of knowledge is available for you, you know, to listen. So look for these two episodes, How to Deal with Doubt and The Creator's Cue with Salem King. I believe this is an amazing episode already. This is a great year for me and for you, I believe. It's been great having you listen to everything that's happened today. Thank you so much for joining this particular episode. And I opened a Patreon account for those who would love to support my work. Now, I'm very sure you understand that everything I do is advertisement free, and it's getting to a point where I would need a couple of support from anyone available. So if you can support me with as little as 500 naira per month, there are different ones. It might be 100 naira, it might be 500, it might be 1000, depending on your capacity. Just log on to patreon.com/dimeji and you will see every little detail you need to know about how you can support my work and The Simple Creative. Another way you can support this particular podcast is by heading on to iTunes or iTunes or Apple Podcast and give this podcast a particular rating, whatever it is you feel you need to rate the podcast. If it has helped you, just give it the proper rating and write a review. I really appreciate that on SoundCloud, on Spotify, on Google Podcast, on any platform you can actually use. Please rate The Simple Creative and give your honest review. Thank you so much for listening, and this is the end of the episode. I hope to see you again next Wednesday.